I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:37?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Too high!
Okay. Too high. Right. Got it.
All right, 7:37 is too high. That's okay. Orphan Andrew is going to come in next at 10 o'clock. He'll have another chance for you to guess a number. And if you get it right on the dot, you get the purse and the money. So
cool, we narrowed it down a little bit.
All right.
I'll tell you what, if this turns into another thing where Chris K wins all the time.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be pissed.
What are you going to do, though?
I'm going to have to key his car.
Wow.
You're going to take it out on Chris. It's not because I want to. Yes, I'm going to take it out on Chris.
Isn't that vandalism?
Yeah.
Did she admit a crime?
She doesn't care.
Okay, all right.
I'm doing it for the show.
All right, listen, Shannon, don't report Katie, okay? We'll let you go, but have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rafe on 106.5 The End.
The city of Milpitas is about 2 hours away from here. It's in the South Bay, and they have two things that it's known for. There's a massive mall there that I've been to, and it's very nice.
Okay.
The other is a mysterious bad odor that's been there for over a decade. It's described by residents of Milpitas as being trash-like and reminiscent of sewage.
Oh my God. Okay, if I was going from Santa Rosa to Palo Alto, would I drive through Milpitas?
Yeah.
Okay, over the weekend, did that drive, and let me tell you something, didn't even know where I was, but my God, it stinks.
Well, the city of Milpitas, they're over it. They've been having to deal with it for over 10 years, so they finally decided, and the city council has approved $85,000 to investigate the source of why Milpitas stinks.
They don't know?
They don't have a clue.
How is that possible?
Well, what's especially strange is that 10 years ago, it didn't stink.
Is that true too?
Yeah.
So it seems like you could kind of follow the breadcrumbs to what changed 10 years ago, right?
And okay, so many questions.
Okay,
one, how do you not know? Whenever there's a smell, whenever there's a stink around you, you can pinpoint where it's coming from and what the smell is pretty fast, right?
I mean, I think that's as long as it is something that makes sense, or if it's some, like, if you leave a Tupperware of chicken in your car,
yeah,
which I've done, it was under the seat, couldn't figure out why my car smelled, that's one thing. If it is some sort of, like, chemical buildup in their sewers that nobody's ever heard about, then maybe that makes it harder.
They have three suspects that they think that it was what's causing the smell in Milpitas.
One of them is Kevin.
A wastewater facility.
Okay.
There's a recycling plant next to the wastewater facility, or there's a landfill.
Okay, I kind of think we just figured it out.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. My other question that I was going to have is, why did it take 10 years?
I was thinking the same thing.
If something stinks, let's say, for instance, you're a garbage person like Katie,
okay? Wow.
And your car smells like rotten chicken.
Yeah.
How long do you tolerate a stink in your car before you're like, I'm going to rip everything apart in this car?
How long did you tolerate it for?
I mean, probably like 3 days, but it wasn't like it got progressively worse.
3 days.
But I, yes.
So 3 days, let's say, okay, I'll even say a year. 1 year. I'll give you 1 year,
okay.
Milpitas. 10?
Now, do we think that it like got worse and worse?
I mean, it's obviously gotten to a point where it's so bad that they have to spend almost $100,000 just to figure out the source. This isn't to figure out how to fix it.
Okay.
This is to figure out where it's coming from.
If you walk towards the, what was it? The trash
The wastewater facility, the recycling plant next to the wastewater facility, and a landfill.
Okay. If you get closer to those things and the smell gets stronger,
yeah,
that's it. Now give me $85,000.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, I grew up in Milpitas, lived there all the way through high school, went to Milpitas High. It's the landfill. At least that's what we thought. See, people that live there don't even know.
How do you not know?
We think it's the landfill, but we don't know.
Okay, but I feel like you do know.
It's the part of town where you throw all your garbage.
Yeah, and your toilet water.
Why wouldn't that be it?
So wait, so what about the other areas? I don't know where the dump is around here. I haven't had to go to the dump.
Well, there's one in Rockland.
Okay, let's use that one for example.
Yeah.
Well, if dumps are that bad, how come Rockland doesn't smell?
Because there isn't a water sewage treatment plant right next to it and a recycling thing right next to it.
So
I think it's too many smelly things in one place.
So we're thinking it's the combination of the three.
I think it's the combination of the three.
Okay.
I think it's too much stinkiness in one location.
Okay, well then here's the bottom line here. Kevin! Is Kevin in that room?
Yeah.
Kevin, come here. Kevin! You love nothing more than get-rich-quick schemes.
Yes.
$84,000. I think today you should go with maybe a prosthetically large nose.
Oh, fun.
Okay?
And we'll laminate some sort of badge for you so you seem official.
Yes.
Okay.
And bring a magnifying glass. I don't know why.
And a clipboard.
And a clipboard and say, I am going to solve your smell problems.
Yeah.
And then ask for, don't be a jerk. Ask for half the money up front.
Okay.
And don't refer to it as smell penis.
Okay, probably not if I want that money.
Right.
People call it that?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Funny.
I'm
sure they do.
Okay, what's the first thing you're going to do, Kevin?
I'm going to first find where I can get that nose.
Right, Amazon.
If not, I'll just buy those glasses with the big nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walk up to Milpitas.
You're going to walk there.
Why don't you drive
there? Wait, how far is it?
Yeah, it's like two hours driving.
Oh, it's by San Jose, my hometown.
Right. Okay, well, whatever.
Okay, I'll walk up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the...
Start at the mayor's office.
The mayor's office?
Yeah.
Where were you
like
going to start?
The courthouse?
I don't know.
I was just going to go to their capital.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the Capitol, look for government officials.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The mayor, the governor, the secretary of the governor.
Okay.
Get them all together in a room.
Okay.
And say, hear ye.
Okay.
I am a smellologist.
Okay.
That sounds official.
The biggest smellologist.
All right, don't get too crazy.
Okay.
Just keep
going. The well-known smellologist.
Okay.
And I have
You might have heard of me from my previous accolades, such as
on HGTV, Ellen Show.
Uh-huh.
I've gone many places.
By the way, the mayor is named Rich Tran.
Rich Tran? Wow, we have something in common. We're Vietnamese.
Okay.
Good
I'll be like
start.
From brother to brother.
Right.
All
Let
right.
me find your stink.
Yes.
Okay.
I have smelt from Durin. I have smelt everywhere from garbage.
Okay.
To everything.
Okay.
And I can classify it for you.
Okay.
I think this is a good plan for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say it's not up to us, but I say you're hired.
And then it can only be in cash, not check, because they can
Why
bounce back my check.
Why did you lose your English accent?
Because this is business. I mean business.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So you're switching back and forth between two different...
Yes, so they know what I mean.
Okay. You definitely don't sound crazy.
I mean business.
Right.
Smelling is no joke.
Okay. And then they say, okay, well, we can see you know business. Back to the
no
science.
No business.
106.5 The End.
Hey, beautiful, 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 beautiful angel. Love your imperfections, every anger. Tomorrow comes and goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.